This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Just into us, consumer prices ratcheted up in April, and that's not all. The indications are that rising costs could persist for months to come. Prices rose 0.4% from March to April. That's what the government said this morning. That's up 0.1% from February to March. Those numbers just into us. Former President Trump is due to appear on CNN tonight for a previously scheduled town hall event a day after a civil jury found him liable for sexual abuse. The AP's Donna Warder.
Trump will join the network for a two-hour town hall event in New Hampshire. The forum was publicly announced last week and is expected to be notable because it would be bringing together a network and a candidate who have long sparred with each other. It's also the day after a civil jury in New York found that Trump had sexually abused and defamed Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll. The jury rejected claims that Trump raped Carroll, but awarded her $5 million in damages. The civil trial verdict returns focus to questions over Trump's treatment of women over the years, and tonight he'll be forced to respond to tough questioning from host Caitlin Collins and the audience. I'm Donna Warder.
What appears to be a federal case against New York Congressman George Santos remains under seal for now, but we're hearing that he's being charged with criminal offenses.
Santos, who represents the New York District, has faced outrage and mockery over a litany of fabrications about his heritage, education, and professional pedigree. The charges against Santos filed in the Eastern District of New York remain under seal. The New York Republican has admitted to lying about having Jewish ancestry, a Wall Street background, college degrees, and a history as a star volleyball player. Serious questions about his finances have also surfaced. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is AP News. Now to Buddy Holly, not the singer, the dog. The AP's Julie Walker.
A top dog has been crowned at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Buddy Holly is his name, and Petit Basset Griffon Vendéen his breed. Originally from France, the small, low-slung, rabbit-hunting six-year-old dog did not stop wagging his white-tipped tail as he was awarded Best in Show. Rummy, a Pekingese, came in second place. About 2,500 dogs of 210 breeds and varieties vied for the trophy, among them the newly eligible Brocco Italiano breed, which was won by Leapshi, a dog co-owned by country music star Tim McGraw. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow lost 56 points yesterday. The S&P fell 18. The Nasdaq fell 77 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.